This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo and Joseph Umayr. Vice President Harris is scheduled to meet with the new president of Guatemala, Bernardo Arevalo, the man who is accustomed to government. I believe he's descended from a previous president. But in any event, the White House is telling us that this meeting will turn on what is root causes driving migration from Central America. Ernesto, there's been a deal of reporting that what's coming into the southern border of the U.S. is not just the Northern Triangle of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. It's the whole world, from Afghanistan to East Africa, certainly to China. So the root causes, how are we to understand that? How do you understand it as a former foreign minister? What do you think the White House is referring to?
Well, John, I think it's a global chessboard that has to be looked at. There's obviously a hybrid war going on against the United States as the only superpower that still kind of upholds the principles of freedom in the world. So it's the target of all the totalitarians and their allies from Asia, from Latin America, from Africa, from everywhere. They found allies inside the U.S. establishment who clearly don't want to do anything to close the borders and control immigration. So it's a tragedy that has been prepared by years and years of political correctness that didn't allow Americans, I think, to discuss immigration in a serious way. If you start to discuss immigration, you're fascist, you're a racist. So that's where you end up. And I think... President Biden just realized how negative this is for his polling for the elections, and is trying to show some work. Let's talk to leaders in Central America. But the problem is much broader. I think Venezuelans are the main nationality sending illegal immigrants to the U.S. right now. You have the Chinese, or Brazilians, lots of Brazilians, maybe 99% good people, but maybe 1% not good people from all those countries. So I think that's electioneering and a total lack of vision of a strategy that would affect not only Democrats, but the United States as a whole.
Joseph, you were recently a visitor in Honduras. Is Honduras open to a conversation with the vice president or with Washington about the migrants from Honduras, just that country alone?
Well, I mean, they've had conversations between Vice President Kamala Harris and President Xiomara Castro, but we've left a lot to be desired when it comes to results. There hasn't been a lot done inside Honduras. And, you know, they talk a lot about root causes at the White House. And, you know, one of those root causes is a lack of economic growth, lack of economic opportunity. And the Honduran government considers himself a quote-unquote democratic socialist government, which basically means they're going to prioritize social issues over the economy. Ex facto, you're not going to have a real big curb on migration. So, yes, they've had conversations. They've had discussions. I believe Kamala Harris actually went to the inauguration of Xiomara Castro. But we haven't seen much results. And if anything, we've seen Xiomara Castro, the president of Honduras, become much more cozy with China. She broke diplomatic relations with Taiwan last year. She took subsequent visits to Beijing. And now China's become very powerful in Honduras and using Honduras as a gateway into Central America.
Is there any indication that China is cooperating with this idea of driving people north to the United States, driving people out of Honduras? Is it continuing to depopulate?
So China, the way they want to present themselves in Latin America writ large, and in Honduras in particular, as the security partner of choice. They obviously already have the economics, but they want to present themselves as a security partner. They offer all these bells and whistles in terms of their surveillance technology and all the know-how in that realm. But what they never talk about is providing Hondurans more liberty. And as the Benjamin Franklin once said, if you trade your security or safety if you trade your liberty for more security or safety, you deserve neither. Central America obviously needs security. It needs order. It needs more law enforcement, but it also needs more liberty for its people, and it needs more economic opportunity. And China doesn't know how to do that because they haven't done it in their country, much less in any other country around the world.
Ernesto, we just have 30 seconds. Do you expect Jair Bolsonaro to be arrested and jailed?
Unfortunately, I do, John. That's the program of the system, the corrupt system that now runs Brazil.
With him in jail, there's going to be trouble. They know this. Is that correct?
They do, but I think they are fine-tuning that.
Right.
So they want to make as much as possible, or as much as many people as possible, to believe, oh, Bolsonaro really did something bad, really planned a coup d'etat. So that's why they are publishing everything they have, all those witnesses and declarations. They want to prepare at least part of a public opinion to drive away from Bolsonaro. But no one knows what's going to happen.
Ernesto Araújo, Joseph Umeyer, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.